And I'm going to wrap it up with this. One last segment. I am very happy to say we are joined right now by a two-time Pro Bowl selection. He was a first-team All-American. He was a two-time first-team All-Big Ten player. He was the 15th pick overall in 2014 out of Ohio State. He is an NFL analyst, and now he is officially an author of Walking Miracle. It came out yesterday. Ryan Shazier is my guest. Ryan, it's really good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? Thank you for having me, Jeff.
It's good to have you, Ryan. Really good to have you. You know, it's been a minute or two since you and I have spoken, so I was looking forward to getting caught up with you. A lot to talk about, but first things first, your book did drop yesterday. You are now officially a published author. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. It feels amazing. When I was growing up, one day I didn't know if I would be an author. You know, I was never a big writer, so to now be a published author is an amazing feat, and I'm really excited about it.
Good for you. All right, so why don't we go back, Ryan? For instance, when you were a sophomore in high school, and of course you talk about this at length, but when you were a sophomore in high school, you were diagnosed with scoliosis. What did the doctor tell you about your future in football at that time?
Yeah, I had a doctor at that time tell me my scoliosis was going to need surgery and that I was not going to be able to play football again, and I was going to have to start basically, I couldn't play any contact sports, so that kind of broke my heart and my family's heart. And the one thing my parents did, they didn't just listen to that one doctor. They got other opinions from other doctors. And the other doctors, they said they would find a way to allow me to continue the not fix it, but help the process of my scoliosis, and that allowed me to play football.
All right, so Ryan, the thing is, the story goes that you wore a bulky brace. You slept in an upright position for months to try to make sure that you could keep on playing football. Like, what was it about the game that you loved so much that you were willing to make those sacrifices to keep on playing?
I've been playing football since I was 5 years old, so all I know is the game of football, and I was really good at that time, so for me to be told, hey, you'll never be able to play football again, and I was right in the prime of my high school career. I was as a sophomore. I was starting to get schools looking at me. I started getting offers. So it was more than just, hey, Ryan, you can't play football. It was, man, you know, my life can change if I get a scholarship to go play football, and I just wanted to make sure that I continue to push forward with that. And that's why it was so important to me.
Ryan Shazier joining us. The book is called Walking Miracle. It came out yesterday, so that's exactly what you did. You kept going forward. You kept playing. You go to Ohio State. You have an amazing career there. Then you're a star with the Steelers. What was your life like at that point?
Yeah, it was crazy. The one thing that I noticed as playing, that in the NFL, it's really fun. It's really awesome. But you still have to work hard. And people might say, you know, Ryan, you worked hard to get to where you got. But I did work hard. But if you want to be special, you have to find a niche that works for you to even work harder. And that's why I started to find out the two times I ended up being a Pro Bowler. And as I was continuing to move forward, and because it could be all fun and games, and you could be a good player, make a lot of money, but if you want to be a special one, you have to put in a little bit extra and do a little bit more. And I started to notice that, and I really felt like I was going to another level.
Ryan Shazier joining us. There's that, and you know, the one thing, when I think about when you played the game and I used to watch you, the thing that always struck me about you was the speed that you brought to the game. You just seemed to play at a different level, a different gear, faster, than everybody else. You write about the adrenaline rush that comes along with forcing a fumble or picking off a pass. Is there any way to describe for listeners what that felt like?
Yeah, it's almost hard to explain, and I think that's one of the reasons Tom Brady still plays the game of football, because I love, you know, being a father. I love owning the business, writing a book. I love being on a podcast and shows, but the having the thrill of going out there picking up somebody, or having the 100,000 people cheering on you when you're in the moment or doing something, you can't really explain that feeling. It's such an adrenaline rush. It's almost like you're jumping out of a plane, or you know, you're doing something that is almost that people wouldn't believe you get the opportunity of doing. So to be able to do that on the highest level, I don't see many things that can compare to those things And I know Tom Brady wants to play until, you know, he's 60 years old, and I don't blame him because, you know, winning Super Bowls, that's you have amazing feelings. Like, having my kids is one of the best emotions and feelings I ever had in my life. But it's not the same type of feeling as playing in the NFL or picking off a pass or scoring a touchdown or getting a sack when you need it, you know. So it's really hard to make it people feel what it's like. But imagine, you know, the best day of your life, but you get to do that multiple times in one day, you know. So that's kind of like I think that's kind of the best way to explain those type of things.
Right. Ryan Shea is here joining us. Ryan, I want to be respectful about how I talk about this, but going into the December 4th, 2017 game against Cincinnati, you had a high ankle sprain. There was the thought that maybe you would not play, but you decided that you wanted to go because you were a leader on one of the best defenses in the league. You were battling for home field at that point. At one point, you went to tackle Josh Malone, and you thought to yourself, keep your head up before you hit him. What do you remember about what happened next?
The thing that was so crazy with that play is that he did a drag route. It was just a typical play. And I seen him, and I was like, hey, you know, let me keep my head up. And the NFL, they implemented rules, you know, to try to keep guys' heads up so they don't really get hurt. So I was like, let me try to practice on, you know, make a tackle with my shoulder. And because before when I tackle people, I didn't go in like, oh, I'm about to make a big hit or, oh, I'm about to try to hit his head with my head. I literally just ran my fastest to people, and I'm like, I'm going to take you down the best way I can take you down. If I hit your leg, I'm hit your leg. If I hit your shoulder, I'm hit your shoulder. But it wasn't like, oh, on the way there, I'm going to hit his leg. I'm going to hit his shoulder. I'm going to hit his head. You know, it was more of, I'm on my way there, and then this is the quickest body part I can grab, or this is, you know, this is the fastest way I can hit him. You know, so on that play, I was like, man, this is a typical play, so this isn't hard at all. So I like slowed down and thought about how I was going to hit him. And I tried to get my head out of the way, and I ended up hitting it in the ship. And that's how I ended up getting hurt.
So, Ryan, you had lost complete function at one point, and you knew that you were told that you had a 3% chance of walking again. Then you started to wiggle your toes. Your walking percentage increased to 20%. These are really, really scary numbers. Like, there is so much to your story, but how were you able to find the emotional, the mental, and physical toughness to get through this and walk again?
So one of the things that I knew was that my whole life I was kind of against the odds, having alopecia at a young age. Only about 20% of people have alopecia. Having scoliosis, about 20% of people have that. And then making it to the NFL, you know those odds, that's like less than 1%. Or making it to college, making it to a D1 school, that's less than 1%, you know. And then even if you make it to D1 to be an All-American, that's less than 1%, you know. So to be able to get all those things, get all those accolades, and understand that, hey, I had to work my butt off to get all these things, but I was always against the odds. I was like, hey, I don't see this being any different. I've been against the odds my whole life. I've overcame so much my whole life. It's only building me up for this moment to overcome this. And that's kind of the mindset I took going into this.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? Like, you had always beaten the odds, and you're like, this is just the next thing. Let me ask you this. Was there ever any point in the process where you asked, why me?
I didn't really have a lot of why me moments. I might, like, everybody's going to say why me, but I didn't really have a lot of those. I had more of, what's the plan? Because I'm a believer in God. And it was more, what's the plan? And how do you want to use me? Because I thought my plan was to play football until, you know, 15 years. And obviously, he had another plan for me. God had another plan for me. So I just did what I had to do to focus on that and just try to be the best I can be and use what I'm going through as a vision to continue to move forward. Because when you start asking why me and think about all the things you've done to succeed, and it's only going to make you cry or make you put yourself down or get in really tough situations that is going to really be hard to overcome. So I wanted to make sure I didn't do that to myself, because people can always look back at times when they're like, oh man, this was awesome. But me going back and thinking about a pick I might have had in college, or me going back and like, man, if I never got hurt, you know, never played in that game, I'll probably still be in the NFL and making great money. Like, I can think about all that stuff all the time, but – is not going to make me feel any better. So one thing I wanted to do is really just focus in on what made me feel better and how I can continue to get better through that. And so that's why I didn't want to say why me.
Ryan, I think that what you just said, I cannot stress what an amazing response that is to me, because I think that what you went through is so much more dramatic than what 99.9% of the people listening would ever go through. But I think we all get sucked into that, right? Like, everything was better back in the day, right? Everything. And if you get so caught up in thinking about that, you can't look forward and you can't process what's in front of you, right? Isn't that the bottom line?
Yeah, that's the bottom line. But Jim, even think about it. Even back in the day, I made it All-American. You know, I was first-team All-American. But I even told myself back in the day, man, I wish I won the Heisman, or I wish I would never won. So it's like, so instead of, you know, trying to go back, because even those days when everything was perfect, you still had wants.
There's always something.
Wishes. It was always something. So to me, I was like, I'm not going to go back to that moment and think about, man, this was so great, because there was still something that I wish I had then. So I tell myself now, all right, this is the situation. All right, Ryan, let's figure out how we could thrive through this situation. And that's what I wanted to do.
I love this. I love this so much. This is the situation. Let's figure out how to thrive in this situation. This book came out yesterday. It's called Walking Miracle. Ryan Shazier was a 2-time Pro Bowl selection. Like, I could run these things down, but that kind of defeats the message. The message being, this is the situation. Let's thrive in this situation. Ryan, I really appreciate you. So great to get caught up. Congrats on the book. Let's be sure we can do it again soon and finish off that conversation.
Yeah, I definitely love to talk again. Thank you so much for having me. And I think this book, you know, it can help everybody. And one thing I like to talk about is, with all this going on with COVID, and I feel like my book is a perfect example of it, nobody expected the world to shut down for 2 whole years. And to me, nobody expected me to ever be injured, but then overcome it.
That's it. Exactly. This is the perfect time for that book, Ryan. The perfect time for the book. The book is called Walking Miracle. You should go out and get it right now. Ryan Shazier, closing this show like an absolute boss. Ryan, I appreciate you.